two phases of the Darcy development are one step closer to reality. On January 10, Okotoks Council held two public hearings for amendments to the land use bylaw that advanced the stages of phases 10 and 13 of the development on the north side of town. Bylaw 31-21, which amends the land use bylaw 17-21, was given second reading, moving phase 13 on to the next step. The 1.57-hectare parcel transitioned from agricultural landholdings to neighborhood core district. Senior planner Colin Gaynor said the intention for this development is to establish multi-family housing units. That plan will not go ahead until bylaw 31-21 is given third reading, which can't occur until a clearance certificate is issued under the town's water allocation policy. Gaynor said, that step ensures that there's a payment for our water licensing cost, but also that there's not too much development approved at any one time to take up the limited amount of water capacity the town has at one time, he explained. For the moment, Phase 13 is very much in the early stages, but is moving through the steps at a typical pace. Bylaw 32-21 was given second and third reading at the meeting following the hearing. This vote moves Phase 10 one step closer to fruition, redesignating 7.47 hectares of land from agriculture landholdings to recreation and open space district. Gaynor explained that this phase is comprised of two land parcels, the northern part of which are set to be municipal dedication lands and the southern of which is the second part of a joint school site. The municipal dedication lands are designated as recreation and open space district, and Gaynor said the town has explored several possibilities for use of the land in the past, though those plans have ultimately changed. It is likely that the finalized development will be something that falls into the realm of recreation and open space, he said, while reiterating that there are no firm plans are set for the land as yet. In terms of the joint school site, Gaynor said it is slated to have two K-9 schools, one slotted for the Foothills School Division and one for the Christ the Redeemer School Division. Room for outdoor recreational spaces are also allotted within the redesignation space, according to Gaynor. The bylaw amendment for the school site was able to come to council for a third reading ahead of the proposed housing area due to allowance in the water allocation policy that exempts institutional land use areas from having to provide a formal certification in advance, though sufficient water has to be established before development can begin.